Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hi, it's Marty Coelho for Community Comment. This week, I'm going to talk about TikTok. I grew up in a world without social media. Well, that's not completely true. I grew up in the age of gossip. Now, I can't remember gossiping myself, but I do remember my mom coming home and talking about how our Presbyterian minister had had an affair. Of course, I use this gossip as the rationale of why I shouldn't have to go to church. What do you mean you're not going to church? Well, Mom, I sure think it'd be hypocritical of me to sit there for an hour and a half and listen to the word of God come from some guy who just cheated on his wife. My mom didn't find me very amusing. So yes, we had social media. It was just called gossip. And sometimes there was a kernel of truth to it, but it always lacked context. The context around the situation being gossiped about, both perspectives, and why were people sharing the gossip? For what purpose? And of course, there was a lot of mean-spirited gossip. You know, lies. Of course, we all know there's a big difference between gossip and social media. The gossip only went so far, and it didn't have video and sound and graphics to amplify it. And of course, it didn't go out to millions of people to be stored and read and viewed forever. There are all sorts of social media platforms, from Facebook to Instagram to Twitter to TikTok. Now, TikTok is a platform where you can post a video that's 15 seconds to 10 minutes long. Most folks post their favorite dance moves or hysterical hijinks. Well, that is if you find self-abuse funny. Destroying one's private parts on a handrail while skateboarding, all to generate views and likes, sure seems like a tough way to curate your brand, build a following, and become famous. You know, in the old days, one just posted a home sex video and said it was stolen. Within the last couple of years, I've heard some younger folks say some extraordinary things. Well, yes, I know they always say extraordinary things, but you know what I mean. This person actually told me that Biden was a pedophile. Really? I asked. Where in the world did you hear that? TikTok. Now, regardless of your politics, I think I can safely say most folks aren't buying this malarkey, as old Joe would say. But oftentimes, people don't have the historical context, aren't paying attention to the political games of the day, so they take things at face value. I honestly believe most people are good, and this leaves them vulnerable to people who are not good. We wouldn't lie, so it's hard to understand folks that do. In the days of old, gossip just hurt people. In today's world, amplified by social media, it destroys their lives and destroys their families' lives. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. Gossip isn't fact-based news, and social media, well, they're not fact-based platforms. So maybe, just maybe, when we get our news from TikTok or Facebook or Instagram, we should pause and say, you heard what? Where?
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.